91.5 WMFO Medford.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show, Christmas Eve edition. Here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Glad you can join this show on Christmas Eve. 8 hours away from it being officially being Christmas. How do you like that? Either way, if you're out and about traveling, getting to your destination this afternoon, getting to wherever you're going for the holidays and so forth, as myself, I'll be traveling actually after the show to be with family. So the next time I'll be on for the Shukri Wright Show special edition will be on New Year's Day. So I look forward to it. You know, it's a special time of year. No matter where you are, you know, being able to have the opportunity to spend it with whom you love. And even if you're not, hopefully a kind, gentle soul is able to spread some of the positivity that comes around this time of year. I know when I was last on the air on Saturday, I wasn't expecting to be on today, but after all, it's always good to have an opportunity to do what you love. So here I am on a Tuesday afternoon, Christmas Eve, doing exactly what I love, and I can't ask for anything better than that. Call into the show. The phone lines are wide open. Agenda free. It's Christmas Eve. No set agenda. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about in the world of sports. Open lines. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Like I said, agenda free. No set topics on the table. We're going to talk about anything you want to talk about. I know the Red Sox, they're well in the off season right now, as well as Celtics, the Bruins, the Patriots, as they gear on for the NFL playoffs that's starting up very soon. As a matter of fact, this Sunday is the last regular season game, so that's going to be fun. So how about this? Let's talk about the Patriots. Start the show. We're here with you in 2-6. So we'll have time today to get through everything that we want to talk about, anything you want to talk about. Again, open lines and having the open opportunity to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Well, the Patriots won. They won on Saturday night. They beat the Buffalo Bills in what was a playoff atmosphere down at Gillette Stadium, 24-17. And you got to admit, right about now, there's a sense that the Patriots are beginning to find their groove right in the nick of time. Listen, going into the game, I had concerns in regards to how the Patriots were going to come out offensively. How were they going to look offensively against the third-ranked defense in the NFL? Not only did Brady actually look really good, but also the running game is beginning to show signs of life. And that's all you can ask for. Understand this. Going into the game, we mentioned that Brady had a passer rating of around 54, or a tick above 54 the last few games. We talked about it. And on Saturday night, they actually went out and made a concerted effort to incorporate the play action off their run game. And we'll talk about the run game in just a little bit. I do know that the Patriots, they were impressive when it came to it going out and being able to execute the game plan. Not only just that, but also add a few wrinkles into the offensive game. You want to talk about, oh man, Elandon Roberts? He's a linebacker who is now inserted into the offense as a fullback. He had an epic line that he said after the game that I'm gonna read to you in quote, courtesy of Patriots.com. You know, when you talk about a guy who decided to take on the persona of not only being an angry fullback, but also being able to execute seamlessly in the offense. So this was a quote from Elandon Roberts, after the game, courtesy of Mike Rice of ESPN Boston. I run through a bleep face. Offense, defense, special teams. I think that's why Bill likes me. Fullback / linebacker captain Elandon Roberts after the game. You got to love that mentality, because with the loss of James Devlin, they really haven't had that imposing fullback throughout the season. That's part of the reason why the run game has struggled as much as it has. It is. And you have to talk about the Pats, especially when you talk about for a large chunk of the middle of the season, for whatever reason, they abandoned the two-back sets on offense. That was a staple last season. That was a staple in 2017. But for whatever reason, they got away from it. And they decided to make a concerted effort to get back to that. And did it ever pay off? And it paid off in a huge way. What more can you ask for? And right now, I think it's very comfortable for me to say that I'm really beginning to think, from what I've seen the last couple of games against Cincinnati and again on Saturday night against the Buffalo Bills, that this offense is beginning to figure this all out. And it's amazing that here we are on Christmas Eve. This is beginning to feel as if this is 2018 again. In a sense that the Patriots, it seemed like it may not be their year. Things were falling apart, seemingly. And then suddenly they were able to figure it out late in the year. And this season, more than any other previous season in recent memory, where the struggles have been so pronounced and so glaring, they seem to figure it out when they need to get it going the most. And that's when you're playing meaningful games in mid-late December to get ready for the playoffs. And what more can you ask for? You can't ask for anything more than that, especially if you're a Patriots fan. And I'll tell you this. The fact that the Patriots were able to run the ball for 143 yards of rushing offense is welcoming news, considering this. They had struggled running the ball, especially in the middle chunk of this season. And with the insertion of Elandon Roberts, the new fullback, who's also a linebacker, that's huge. Because this is something that the Patriots know that, hey, we have him. He's a versatile guy. This isn't the first time we've taken a guy who is effective in other positions, in other aspects of the game, whether they're on defense or on special teams, and play him on offense. and NXL. Hey, Pats fans, remember Troy Brown? Obviously, Julian Edelman at one point playing a little bit of a safety or defensive back. Mike Vrabel. Remember that? Even Richard Seymour at one point played a little bit of fullback. But the fact of the matter is, this is welcoming for the Patriots and for Pats fans, especially where the concern for the Patriots offense has been so glaring this entire second half of the season. For it to be getting going at the right time is huge, because without it, the pass offense for the Patriots is not as effective. You need to have a strong running game in order to have an effective play-action offense, especially the passing attack. And, you know, one thing you got to admit, and I'll talk about this in the next segment. So much has been made in regards to Brady and his elbow, and rightfully so. But I got to tell you, the one thing that I really did like is that he put himself out there throwing blocks around and even tried to run in for a score at one point in the game. That this is a man that clearly, but then there's never been any doubt about this, but this is a man who clearly wants to win, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters to him. Whatever it takes to win, put himself out there to try to make a block. I love that. I don't know about you, but I absolutely love the selflessness that Brady put out there. And I'll tell you, the fact that Brady's lead block sprung N'Keal Harry's 18-yard run, I'm telling you, that tells you everything you need to know about Brady. Not that that needed any type of explanation, but you got to love the selflessness that Brady put out there and demonstrated on Saturday night. And defensively, listen, what more can you say about the Pats defense that already hasn't been said? Listen, this is another game in which that I know it was against Josh Allen. I know it was against an offense that really isn't that explosive. I get all of that. But defensively, time and time again, they made plays when they needed to make plays. And let's face it, defensively, they're going to be okay. They're going to continue to play outstanding football on the defense come January. I'm not worried about that. But I got to tell you, and I'm going to talk about this in the next segment, you really got to like what you saw out of Julian Edelman on Saturday night. And how important is N'Keal Harry and Mohamed Sanu are going to be for this offense come next month? So we're going to take a music break very, very quickly. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the Pats offense, Julian Edelman in his role, and a little bit of a scare that there was on Saturday night. But luckily, he's okay, fortunately. That and much more is coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Whoa, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
The perfect time to
welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Before we continue, we gotta play a PSA for you, and this is brought to you by 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. So stay tuned.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. As aforementioned, this is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. We're going to continue talking about the Patriots. And as always, your phone calls are welcomed. Open lines, agenda-free. Talk about anything you want to talk about in the world of sports. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Open to have a dialogue, conversation. You know, it's the holidays. I know a lot of you are traveling for the holidays. If not already got into your destination, I will be traveling myself. I am excited. I'll be gone for about a week and look forward to it. But anyhow, the Patriots, Tom Brady, and Julian Edelman, what a dynamic dynamic duo that they've been, especially this year in particular, where his importance have never been more higher in any other season than it has this season. And on Saturday night, Edelman came up huge when the team needed him the most. And what more can you ask for? Especially when we know what the issues have been with the Patriots. The lack of secondary options outside of Edelman. N'Keal Harry missing half the season with injury. Mohamed Sanu coming over in the trade. It had taken him a while for him to really get acclimated in the offense and so forth. And all of that has been, all of that is understandable. Completely understandable. However, I gotta tell you, Edelman, if you watched the game on Saturday night, took what seemingly was a vicious hit to the head, was taken out of the game. He ended up coming back, and immediately upon returning, spins away from contact and has this big play, in which, if you ask me, was everything that you needed to know in regards to what Edelman means to this team, especially this season, considering all things. And I'll tell you what, if you're New England, you can ill afford to lose Edelman right about now. So this was from Saturday night's game against Buffalo. He had been taken out of the game, went to concussion protocol, came back into the game. And Edelman, upon return, immediately does this.
Drive starts to the 41. Brady play action over the top. Edelman's back. Edelman 40. Edelman 30. First down at the 29-yard line. It's a gain of 30.
Again, strong running game allows them to attack the middle of the field. You see the motion here. But this is where they love to work. But nobody better at work in the middle of the field than Julian Edelman against the zone. And great job reacting as he makes the catch.
Perhaps underappreciated. It's hard to say.
And that tells you everything that you needed to hear, especially when it came to Edelman's importance to the offense. Because there was a few plays after Edelman was taken out that the offense just seemed to struggle a little bit. Although they continued to run the ball well, but in terms of passing the ball, they had some trouble in terms of the receivers and as well as guys being able to get open and so forth. So Edelman, in my honest opinion, he's a guy who is playing through he's playing through injuries right now. He's in pain. I mean, everybody on the team is at this time of year. But if you talk, we're going to single out Edelman in particular and his importance to Brady. This man is playing through a bad shoulder and a bum knee. And he's given everything he's got. And had Edelman been done for the rest of that game, and I thought, at first, when he went down, that that was going to be the case. I just think that the Pats offensively, at least in the passing game, would have been compromised. And I don't think it's a far-fetched take to think so. Not at all. So, with that being said, you talk about what he's meant to the offense for a guy who is approaching 100 catches on the season. You talk about a guy who is shown time and time again his ability to be able to get open wide open over the middle. You can make a case that he is the best slot receiver in football. If not, he already is. So, well, all of that being said, the Patriots at a point now where Brady playing through the elbow pain, and what it turned out to be tennis elbow. I talked about it on the show on Saturday and in brief detail. They can't afford to lose Edelman, considering the questions that they have in terms of the other receivers and so forth. But I will ask you this. If you're New England right now, how confident are you in terms of being able to execute offensively if Edelman had to miss a series or two? Because my greatest fear and my greatest concern is this. They become so dependent on Edelman that the offense sputters in terms of the pass game. But as we mentioned in the previous segment, I gotta tell you, I like what I've seen from Saturday night in terms of the Patriots' ability to finally run the ball, but also more importantly, what he's able to do in terms of executing the play action pass. Let's face it. We sit here and we talk about a guy who we know in Brady, when the game gets going and the pressure rises, there's no one better in executing. I mean, you really have to like what you got out of Sony Michel on Saturday night, averaging just a tick under 5 yards per carry. He rushed for almost 96 yards. And then not to mention the importance of Edelman. He averaged a little more than 14 yards per catch for 72 yards. But Burkhead, who is normally a running back being utilized as a receiver, his importance in this Sunday's game, and especially if the Patriots are going to get back to the Super Bowl, cannot be understated. His importance cannot be understated in this in the upcoming game, and as well as the divisional round, should they get the bye by defeating the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. So, although the Patriots, they played well offensively, that's the one last big question I have for them left. But if you're a Patriots fan listening to this show, you got to admit that you have to be encouraged by what you've seen offensively, the improvements that they've made, not only in Saturday's game, but the last two games combined. And I tell you, if you want to talk about a better time for this team to finally be able to come together and be able to execute at a high level, now is that time. Because to remind you, last year at this time, they were coming off the loss against Pittsburgh. They came home and won the final two games of the season. And he finally was able to go on a sustained run to win the Super Bowl. Could this be happening again? Only time will find out. Only with time will we find out. Coming up next, we're gonna talk some Red Sox. It's been a minute since we talked baseball, but here we are on Christmas Eve. It's time. It's time we talk a little Red Sox baseball, shall we? That's coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show. Call in the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Was Bob Marley, Could You Be Loved? And for those that don't know, I am a huge, huge Bob Marley fan. Grew up listening to him, even to this day. I can't help but really enjoy his music. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in on this Christmas Eve, 4:35 Eastern, 3:35 Central, 2:35 Mountain Time, and 1:35 p.m. Pacific Time. So thank you for all of you who are tuning in, wherever you may be listening, wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening. Much appreciated. Thank you so much. Let's talk some baseball, shall we? Because I don't know about you, but I miss baseball right about now. I do. And the one thing I will say is this. Especially now, here we are watching towards the end of the calendar year, and we're about to begin the new year in a week, especially New Year's Eve being a week from today. Hard to believe, right? I do know that baseball has been on my mind. I'm really looking forward to spring training starting and commencing around in February. And listen, I don't know about you, but the Red Sox returning back into the picture, I'm sure that in itself will absolutely get you excited, as it should. Because let's face it, I know for several teams, the Red Sox report for pitchers and catchers. That's February 12th. But as for the Red Sox, they are reporting around that same time. Games, their first spring training game is actually on February 21st. So just a little bit under 2 months, you know? But either way, I'm excited. It's always that best time of year, but still got 2 months remaining until spring training games return, as well as pitchers and catchers return in just under 2 months. Speaking of pitchers for the Boston Red Sox, you know, I was actually listening to the radio this week, and one thing that that did come up was the Red Sox missing a window of opportunity to trade one of their high-priced starters, one as it pertains to David Price. Now, I'm going to use my platform to actually talk about this in great length. And as always, you can call into the show 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you've been following the MLB hot stove this season, you know that teams are making moves to shore up their starting pitching, most notably the arch rival New York Yankees. They went out and got their big fish that they've been talking about they needing to go after, and they did. Gerrit Cole, 9 years, $324 million. Steven Strasburg staying in Washington, signing the 7-year deal, $245 million. Dallas Keuchel signing with the White Sox, 3 years, $55 million. Hyunjin Ryu yesterday signing with the Toronto Blue Jays, 4 years, $80 million. Now that I've mentioned all of these pitchers who have signed deals and so forth, oh, how can I forget Madison Bumgarner? 5 years with Arizona. There's no contract. He's no longer with the San Francisco Giants. 5 years, $85 million. So let me get this straight. Stand the brakes for a moment. You turn around and sign a guy who you can make an argument is the best postseason pitcher in the game for only $17 million per season. And you know what makes it even worse? For that same price, for that same type of deal, the Red Sox could have actually done something in moving either Sale or David Price. But let's focus on David Price in particular because he's healthy. Sale, frankly, we're not even sure what his status is. No one knows. We really haven't heard much of a peep from the Red Sox brass about this in particular. So with that being said, you just saw Madison Bumgarner signed for 5 years, $85 million. David Price has, 3 years remaining? $96 million-ish? So, to help me understand this, the Red Sox had a window to move one of the high-priced starters and missed. And also, I'm gonna get real deep into this now. The Red Sox had an opportunity to slash payroll as something that ownership made very clear to actually try to get underneath the tax threshold. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm correct. Okay, cool. You had your first window of opportunity and you missed. Now, why is this a big deal? Why are you talking about trading David Price? Allow me to explain that David Price, his salary is going to be problematic for an organization that's looking to slash payroll. Because here's the thing. For a guy who opted in his contract after the monstrous 2018 postseason that David Price had, this is the same guy in 2019 that after self-proclaiming that I hold all the cards now and it feels so good. After making that proclamation, your insecurity shown right through yet again. So my question to you is this, Red Sox Nation. And I welcome in your phone calls at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I gotta ask you, what are the Red Sox doing? No. Seriously, what are they doing? Because it's now late December, and the Red Sox have yet to have made one meaningful move to try to get this roster better or to accomplish what they said that they were going to try to do, and that's get under the luxury tax threshold. Like, for example, and I want to bring this particular item up because this happened today. This happened about a little more than 2.5 hours ago. Dellin Betances, formerly of the New York Yankees, got signed today. By who? The New York Mets. But what were the terms of the deal? Last I checked, the terms of the deal were not announced. But, however, we do know it is a one-year deal. So, the term of the deal was announced within the hour, actually. The deal is for $10.5 million guaranteed. And he has a player option for player vesting options for the 2021 and the 2022 seasons. I want to ask you the serious question. For as much as I blasted Dave Dombrowski this past summer for failing to go out to improve the bullpen, Chaim Bloom, the new guy, the new hunchman on Jersey Street, formerly Yawkey Way, another guy who was available, although he had injury concerns and so forth, he goes out, he goes over to Queens, and Chaim Bloom does absolutely nothing. So let me get this straight. The Boston Red Sox, who, let me guess, they are expected to contend in 2020. They have yet to have made any type of movement, whether it be via trade or through signing and so forth, as to improve the ball club. Yet your biggest problem right now is that you're about to go into 2020 with the same problem you had in 2019. Your bullpen. You had one of the best relievers in baseball in Dellin Betances, who was available. You could have got him for cheap. Heck, you didn't even have to pay him $10.5 million. You didn't have to. If anything, you could have gotten him for $7.5-8 million. 1 year deal. Include the player investing options. So my major question to Red Sox front office and ownership is, guys, what are you doing? And if Red Sox Nation hasn't come to this realization yet, and I hope you have, you should be asking questions. What are they doing? It's a bit too quiet. It is a bit too quiet over at Fenway right now. We are how many days into winter now? 3 days into winter. 3 days. Your season has been over since September 30th. So we're about to say this, your offseason is about to be 3 months old. And Chaim Bloom, who took over during the postseason, you missed an opportunity to trade Price or get something for him to start building up your farm system, because I've said it many times on the Shoopy Right show, when it used to air from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. over the summer, that you have no farm system, you have no prospects, and you have yet to make a move to adjust that, and Price would have been the first perfect domino to fall, and you have yet to address a bullpen that was among the worst in baseball last season. So Betances is off the board. So who do you plan to go after, huh? What is your plan to improve this team come 2020? Your next best option is Will Harris, the 35-year-old right-handed reliever of the Houston Astros. So at this point, the questions should be coming. It should be coming to Jersey Street, to the Red Sox front office and ownership. What exactly is your plan for 2020? Because like I said, it's gotten a little too quiet for my liking. With all of the movement that has gone on across Major League Baseball this offseason, What exactly have the Red Sox done? Anybody want to tell me? You go ahead and you go ahead and claim right-handed pitcher Chris Mazza. Like, I mean, with all due respect, this is a guy who's been a career minor leaguer. He's made 157 appearances, including 64 starts, and has gone 26-26 with an ERA of 3.21. So I want to understand this, Red Sox fans, Red Sox Nation. Can you please, 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 go on, someone go over to Jersey Street and wake up Chaim Bloom and say, hello, the offseason is 3 months in now. Pitchers and catchers report in less than 2 months. A month and a half, a little more than a month and a half. I am amazed, despite all of the attention that the Patriots have gotten in this town, in this region, I am amazed with all the attention that the Celtics have gotten, and rightfully so, the Boston Bruins, the Red Sox have quietly done next to nothing. Now, I understand that adding Mazza completes the 40-man roster. I get it. And they want to still continue to look for ways to bring in the payroll below the competitive balance tax threshold of $208 million. But as I mentioned, you missed your golden chance to trade David Price. And then, on top of that, you still had yet to make a move in terms of Mookie Betts. And more on Mookie Betts at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. I am just shaking my head right now. Here we are on Christmas Eve. That your arch rival New York Yankees have made moves to make the team better, while the Red Sox have been absolutely quiet outside of adding 8 non-roster invitees to spring training on Friday and adding Chris Mazza. They've done nothing. Zero. Nothing. And just talking about it now, I gotta admit, I'm feeling annoyed. Very annoyed. And call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636. I'll ask you this question, Red Sox fans. And I'll ask this question as it specifically pertains to the Red Sox front office. What is the number one thing that you want to see this front office do for 2020? Because let's face it, there are a lot of questions surrounding this team as we head into 2020, as we head into the new year, that haven't been addressed so far this offseason. And I'm concerned. So, again, question, and I'll come back from music break to talk about this. What's the number one thing that you want to see get done as it pertains to the Boston Red Sox for 2020? That and much more, plus your phone calls, is welcome. You got 2 open lines. Look forward to talking with you during the final hour 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. You're listening to Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show. It's the Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Before we continue with our program for the 5 o'clock hour, we have station identification and a PSA coming up. So stay tuned. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
WMFO, Medford.
Hey, this is Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO.